بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, still in this chapter on the prohibition of believing in superstitious things, and this is related with the previous chapter also, in which we're going to fortune tellers, sangomas, diviners, etc., all that is also prohibited. In this narration, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا عدوى ولا طيرة. There is no such thing as a contagious disease. And the details of that we explained yesterday, that a disease on its own does not spread. Only by the will of Allah ta'ala it can spread. ولا طيرة, and there is no evil omen. That is all the superstition. One common thing that was amongst the Arabs before, when they wanted to do something, then they would let a bird fly. If it flies the right direction, they would say it's good luck, let's do that. If it flies in the left direction, they would say it's bad luck. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated all that. وَإِنْ كَانَ الشُّومْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَفِي الدَّارِ وَالْمَرْأَةِ وَالْفَرَسِ. And had there been, there isn't. But had there been any bad luck in anything, it would have been in a house, a woman, or a horse. Many times we still got the habit, we say that this woman is bad luck, this house is bad luck, or the car, the sky is bad luck, etc. There is nothing like that. Had it be, if it should be, it should be in these things. But there is nothing like that this is bad luck. A house, I bought this house, it's bad luck. This car, etc. The hadith teaches us there is no such thing as evil omen. That is all the superstitious things. Because everything happens by the decree and will of Allah. Not the flight of birds or other superstitious phenomena. Like a cat crossing the road, etc. Cat meowing at night. The hadith does not mean that evil omens are present in the three aforementioned things. There is no evil omen. There is no bad luck in a house, in a woman, or in a car. Rather, that if we hypothetically assume that evil omens were a reality, then they would be in these things. The reality is there are no such things as evil omens. وعن بريدة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يتطير. Hazrat Abu Burayda رضي الله عنه says that Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم should never take evil omens. That if I do, this happens, there's going to be bad luck, a cat crossing the road, then some accident is going to happen, anything like that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never followed or believed in such things. When Urwa ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu qad, Hazrat Urwa ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu says that zukirtu tiyaratu inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned about evil omens, about superstition by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, I asked him about it, what is this matter? فقال أحسنها الفاء. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best omen is a good omen. That is, to say something is bad luck is not permissible. But to say something is good luck, that is permissible. Like for example, you bought a car and the number plate is SCS, for example, and you read it as success, then you say, I'll be successful in this car. Or anything like that. To take such an omen, that is permissible, a good omen. But to take a negative omen, in other words, a Muslim must be positive. He mustn't be negative, frightened all the time, and weak. He must be strong, and he must carry on with what he has to do. وَلَا تَرُدُّ مُسْلِمًا فَإِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُمْ مَا يَكْرَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ. And a Muslim must not be deterred by anything. Like this negative things that happen, like a cat crossing the road, you mustn't be deterred by that and say, no, I don't think I must carry on with this journey, I should return home, or I should take another road, or something like that. That you shouldn't do. You must carry on and fulfill that right object of yours. And when you see something like that and some doubt comes in the heart, then read this dua. فَلْيَقُلْ اللَّهُمَّ لَا يَأْتِي بِالْحَسَنَاتِ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Oh Allah, nobody brings good but you. And nobody saves from bad but you. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And there is no might and power except from you. So this is what a person should do. He should read, he should make this dua. When something like that happens and he feels a little doubt in his heart, first of all, should I try and develop our iman to that level that no doubt comes in the heart. But if it does, then this dua we should read. If doubts creep into the heart of a person regarding evil omens or superstitious beliefs, it is mustahab to recite the dua mentioned here, as it reaffirms a person's iman in Allah, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. The phrase, it should not deter a Muslim from his objective, means that omens should not frighten a Muslim from pursuing permissible actions and endeavors. Hence, he should not be put off from travel, trade, or other aspects of his life, as he should know that nothing besides Allah can cause harm or benefit. He should turn to Allah in dua and carry on with his objective, and whatever Allah has decreed for him, that will happen.